Well, good morning. Welcome to the podcast. Talking about prayer and the disciples' life of prayer. And we've been looking at how prayer is a part of the rhythm of our daily life. And we began to look at how within the Jewish way of life that prayer was incorporated into their daily practice at least three times a day. We saw that this was a practice that was established even before the temple, but especially when they went into captivity and they could no longer make sacrifices at the temple, they established times of prayer during the regular time of the morning, afternoon, and evening sacrifice. And this was something that continued and still continues today among the Jewish people. Now, we know, as we said yesterday, that Jesus, our Messiah, he died at the afternoon time of prayers. It's interesting that he was taken up to the cross at the morning prayers, the events that took place at midday during the midday prayers, and then, of course, dying at the hour of the evening prayer or the afternoon prayer. This prayer that is practiced three times a day is it's built around something called the Amidah. Now, that's a central part of the daily prayer for a Jewish person, and it was even in Jesus' day. It's considered the Holy of Holies. Now, the word Amidah literally means standing, because generally, you're standing when you're praying. You remember when Jesus talked about prayer and forgiveness in Mark 11:25, he said, whenever you stand praying, forgive. So this was probably a practice that was already an established part of the rhythm of the life for a Jewish person, even in the days of Yeshua, even in the days of the apostles and prior to that. Another name is Shmona Ezra, which means 18, since the Amidah was originally composed of 18 sections of prayer. Now, today there are actually 19, but originally there were 18 sections. Now, many people believe that it was composed by members of the Great Assembly during the time of Ezra. Some people think, well, it actually was composed in the first century. But it's interesting that the early believers, both Jewish and Gentile Christians, recited prayers based around the Amidah and the praying three times a day. And the Didache, which was a document that was basically like a discipleship training manual for early believers, and many times a person, when they were coming to faith in the Messiah, would go through the Didache and before, prior to being baptized, and basically it was the way of life for a believer, the way of life, the way of death, obedience to God, what baptism was all about, communion, so on and so forth. It's a very practical document. But in chapter 8 of the Didache, there's a section entitled Fasting and Prayer. And in that section, it has what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, which is really the disciples' prayer. And this is what it says. But let not your fasts be with the hypocrites, for they fast on the second and fifth day of the week. Rather, you fast on the fourth day and the preparation day, on Friday and on Wednesday, basically. Do not pray like the hypocrites, but rather as the Lord commanded in his gospel, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily or needful bread. And forgive us our debt, as we also forgive our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, or from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever. Pray this, notice this, pray this three times each day. So even in the Didache, they were incorporating not only prayer as a part of the life of a disciple, But prayer three times a day as a part of the rhythm of the life of a disciple, based upon the pattern already established among the Jewish people. And so Jewish believers continued to pray. Again, when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they were at the temple at the hour of prayer. They were going through morning prayers. They did not stop doing that just because they had trusted Jesus as their Messiah. They were still practicing this part of the rhythm of prayer in their life on a daily basis. There is a structure to the Amidah and Jesus giving of his prayer. There's structure to the disciples' prayer that we just read. Each section can be broken down, and we'll go through that in a few weeks. Each section can be broken down and again used as a launching pad for other kinds of petitions and requests and dialogue with God. The Amidah, as I said, is really broken up into 19 blessings, and each one of them move through a natural progression. The first three of the blessings are praise. The last three blessings are thanksgiving. And the 13 that are in between are petitions, things that they are requesting from God, but they are worded as blessings. And this, as I said, is prayed three times a day. You can do an internet search for the Amidah, A-M-I-D-A-H, and you can find it online. And I would encourage you, if you want, again, this can be an aid to prayer, and you can use it as a help and an assistant in your daily communion with God. And there's nothing wrong with written or recited prayers. They can be just as much from the heart as spontaneous prayers can. And they do help with concentration. I hear a lot of people say, hey, you know, when I'm praying, my mind wanders and I have a hard time staying on task and on the subject. Well, written prayers can help you stay on task and on subject and keep your mind focused on the particular thing that you are praying about. There is nothing wrong about them. Even the Psalms, remember this, the Psalms are written prayers and songs. That's what they were. The hymn book of the early church were the Psalms of David and Asaph and all of those other brothers. And so, written, you know, even in your own prayer time, if you've got a journal or a notebook that you keep, write a prayer out. Write them down. Sing a song of praise at the beginning of your prayer and at the end. Begin to incorporate this practice into your life. And again, what I'm saying basically about all of this is that communion with God and fellowshipping with Him as His follower and disciple is literally to be a part of the rhythm of your life, not a slice of the pie of your life. Not a religious activity that you're doing to get brownie points with God or some sort of a ritual that you go through each day. This is a part of a relationship. And these times of prayer are dedicated, concentrated times that you are giving to focus your attention on Him and being with Him in a very concentrated way and experiencing His presence and His love and His goodness and His life as you fellowship with Him. Yes, you're with Him all throughout the day and He is with you. Yes, you can extemporaneously and just off the cuff have fellowship and pray and make requests of God, certainly. But that intentional, concentrated time, you said, I'm setting aside this 10 minutes or this 15 minutes to just be with You, God. To just be alone with You because I love You so much and I know You love me and I just want to be with You. So we've started talking about this Amidah, so we're going to look, beginning tomorrow, more in depth at the Amidah and even go through it. And you'll see how there is such a beautiful structure to it as far as the praise, the thanksgiving, and the petitions. Well, may Adonai bless you and protect you. May Adonai make His face to shine upon you. And may Adonai lift His countenance upon you and give you His shalom.